From the length of time I'd known and noticed Miss Beelby, I'd formed a strong attachment to her, but couldn't make this known either to her or to anybody else. I would have married her before I was done with my apprenticeship without any fears on my part, but I felt for her and pined and fretted at so many bars being put in the way against any union of this kind. One of the greatest was the supposed contempt in which I was held by the rest of the family. Though I'd done everything in my power to oblige them, I had, like a stable boy, waited upon their horse, and had cheerfully done everything they wanted at me hands, till one of the brothers grossly affronted me in the business of the stable. This I instantly resented, and refused attendance there any more. Before I was out of my time, Miss Beelby had a paralytic or palsy stroke, which very greatly altered her look, and rendered her for some time unhappy. She long after this went with her eldest brother into Fifeshire, where she died. The 1st of October, 1774, arrived at last, and for the first time in my life, I felt myself at liberty. I wrought a few weeks with my old master, and then I set off to spend the winter at Cherryborne.